This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First, Heather with the news.
Well, Troy police seem to bust drunk drivers left and right all the time, and they did it again on Friday. So police found this guy drunk and slumped over the steering wheel of his car. He was parked in the parking lot of like a Troy Pizza area. And when officers showed up, the engine was running. The man behind the wheel was fast asleep. They did obviously wake him up and immediately noticed that he and the vehicle smelled very strongly of alcohol. He failed multiple field sobriety tests and he blew at the time a 0.24% on this preliminary breath test. He was busted. He was arrested. And then later he agreed to do a chemical breath test with the result of 0.305% and 0.309%.
Wow.
I would be dead.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I think, yeah.
I would. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I don't know if it matters how big of a person you are. I mean,
at that point, how much blood is in his alcohol system?
Exactly. it's terrifying. Thank goodness they got him. This is a sad story. A 22-year-old Saginaw man was killed on I-75 when he was trying to help his buddy change a flat tire. So he drove all the way to the scene because his buddy needed some help. He was between their vehicles on the shoulder of the highway, changing the tire when he was hit. Happened on Tuesday evening. An 80-year-old man from Bay City crashed into both vehicles and this young man as well. Everything is still under investigation, right? But it's just tragic.
I've done it. You're not supposed to. They say just get it towed at that point, right? If you're on the side of the highway.
Oh, people do it. I mean, it's not like I see it all the time, but I see people changing their flats. Yeah. I wouldn't do it because, I mean, I have changed a tire before, but I just wouldn't feel confident in my skills of changing tires on the side of a highway. Yeah. I'd rather be doing it in my driveway
or
on my street in the subdivision, right?
I've changed enough tires. It's just I want it to get done quickly, and you don't want to be doing it too quickly because you need to do a good job. The idea here is just take that scenario off the table.
Yep. For sure. Reverse vending machines are coming to Detroit. I think that this is a really cool concept. So it allows users to give instead of get. And it's going to be, it's actually already there in Detroit's Campus Martius area. And it's all connected to local Detroit charities. So people can use these giving machines to purchase clothing. They can purchase, you know, hygiene items, even livestock for people in need. And then they're going to be there through December 8th. And you can go and make purchases from $5 to $250. And this isn't a new concept, even though I've never seen one or heard of it. They were launched in 2017, and more than $32 million in donations have been collected. They're located all over, not just in the United States, kind of all over the world. And the study did find that 61% of Americans are more motivated to make these charitable donations during the holiday season, which makes sense as well. So go check it out if it's something. I mean, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, the heart's in the right place with it.
Yeah, without a doubt. This story is crazy. A bear costume was used for this elaborate car insurance scam, and now four people are facing charges. So there's four people in LA that are facing insurance fraud charges after claiming a bear got into their 2010 Rolls-Royce and destroyed it, right? And they claimed that it happened back in January during a trip to this Lake Arrowhead, I don't know, somewhere, whatever. And they have security footage, right? Like, we can prove that a bear got into our car. But it's that footage that really did them in, because it's clear that it's not a real bear. It's clear that it is somebody in a bear costume.
Oh, no.
Yes. And eventually, after this elaborate investigation that was called Operation Bear Claw by police, because there was big scratches on the leather, right? Like, the bear got in there and just destroyed the leather and everything. It was discovered, whoa, that's not a bear. Like, the scratch marks were so evenly spaced.
Right.
Wasn't natural, right? The video wasn't natural. Anyway, they were busted, and they're facing charges for conspiracy and insurance fraud. And this isn't the first time they've done it. They did it twice before to other cars.
So, and they got away with it a couple times?
It sounds like it. But they didn't make a lot of money. It seems like, okay, it was a dumb plan, but you got away with it. But you ruined, the first two cars were Mercedes, and you ruined them, but you got away with $140,000 in insurance.
That's a lot of money.
It is a
yeah, but how much are the Mercedes that you're ruining?
How much were the two vehicles you just destroyed? Yeah.
What's the, and then when you split it among the group, how much did each person really make at the end of the day?
And they found the bear costume,
right? And the risk is you get caught, and now you're facing charges,
and you look like an idiot. Yes.
And they would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Heather with the news.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.